This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Richard Green. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres will meet Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan in Ukraine on Thursday. Ukrainian grain exports and concerns about attacks on the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant will likely top the agenda. The trilateral meeting marks Erdogan's first in-person discussion with Zelensky since the start of the Russian invasion on February 24th, although the Turkish leader has met Russian President Vladimir Putin twice in recent months. The three leaders will hold a joint news conference after their meetings in Lviv, an important transit port for Ukrainian refugees heading west to Europe since the invasion. Guterres plans to visit the Black Sea port of Odessa on Friday, where grain exports have resumed under a UN-brokered deal aimed at easing a worsening global food crisis. Meanwhile, Turkey's defense ministry says another cargo ship filled with grain has left the Ukrainian port of Chornomorsk, bringing the total number of vessels to depart Ukraine under the deal to 25. The ministry says the Belize-flagged I-Maria that sailed from Chornomorsk was filled with corn. The ministry added that four other ships will arrive in Ukraine's ports on Thursday to be loaded with grain. The United Nations top expert on slavery says it is reasonable to conclude that forced labor of minority groups has occurred in China's western Xinjiang region. The findings by Tomoya Obakata were part of a report released earlier this week. Obakata says Uyghurs, Kazakh, and other ethnic minorities are being forced to work in such sectors as agriculture and manufacturing. China's foreign ministry issued a statement Wednesday heavily criticizing the report's findings and defending the country's record on protecting workers' rights. The report is separate from a highly anticipated report on human rights in Xinjiang